Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to talk about the current health of Swift Run Creek and the stepped-up efforts to make improvements to the creek, the Middle Huron River section as a whole, and ultimately to the Huron River itself. My guest this morning is Rick Lawson, and Rick is Watershed Planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. And Rick, good morning, and thank you for joining us on WEMU.
Oh, thanks for having me, David.
Let's start with the root of the problem that led the Department of Environmental Quality to deem Swift Run Creek impaired. It has to do with either overdevelopment of the area or perhaps underdevelopment of the stormwater sewer system. Am I on the right track?
Yes, roughly, David. The main problem is the area that around the drains to Swift Run, which is a small tributary creek in the east side of Ann Arbor that drains to the Huron River, is heavily developed. You know, it's an urbanized area,
sure,
like a lot of our parts of our watershed. And it was developed in, many years ago before we had the stormwater standards that we have today. And so with all of the, cement and roads and driveways without any stormwater capture and treatment, that water goes right into the creek and rips out the banks and carries all the pollutants directly into our waterways.
So have we done an assessment? Do we know how much of the area around Swift Run Creek is actually impervious surface?
Yes, we do. And we have done that, and we estimate that it's about 30% impervious cover for the neighborhood that we're looking at.
And if I understand correctly, about 10% is the most you want to go in order to have a healthy water system, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Some national research has shown that once you cross over 10%, you start to see impairments. You start to see the creek start to suffer.
So exactly how are we seeing this contribute to a lack of biodiversity and water quality in Swift Run Creek?
So the process is that, as we increase that imperviousness and there are more hard surfaces in the watershed, you get, the runoff from rainstorms is much is faster and harder rushing through the creek, and it basically rips out the habitat that's within that creek. So it makes it very difficult for any life forms to survive. One of the things that we track are the macro invertebrates, the small insects that basically become food for the larger life in the streams, and we see very low diversity and populations of those insects in the stream. So it's impaired for that.
And then obviously the implications are beyond Swift Run Creek. It goes into Getty's Pond and then down into the Huron River. So its impact spreads well beyond the parameters of the creek itself.
Correct.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Huron River Watershed Council Watershed Planner Rick Lawson this morning, and we're discussing green infrastructure improvement for the health of Swift Run Creek. Now that we've taken some time to identify the problems, Rick, there is some good news on the remediation front. The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have kicked in $700,000, and the City of Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County are kicking in another combined $240,000 to implement some new green infrastructure, then study its impacts on the health of Swift Run Creek. How do you define green infrastructure?
Yeah, that's a good question, David. Green infrastructure is kind of a catchphrase, a newer catchphrase in the area of stormwater management. It's been around for a long time as a way to express that our natural systems, the plants, the trees, do work, provide infrastructure that does work to help humans and the environment by cleaning the water and absorbing runoff. The way that it's used with stormwater management is the idea of replacing some of the traditional gray infrastructure, the pipes, the road, the curb and gutters, with green infrastructure, ways to convey the water, store the water, and most importantly, infiltrate or get that water to go down into the groundwater, like it would if it hadn't been built over. So we use the term green infrastructure to talk about a myriad of practices that we can put in place to capture and treat that stormwater in a natural way.
Is it hypothesis at this point or science that with this implementation we can still deal with a 30% impervious surface and have a healthy creek as well?
Yeah, that is the that's the big question. It is a relatively new practice being tried around the country. On an individual basis, the practices themselves have been tested, so that this is not brand new trial and error here, and they've been shown to be effective at treating runoff. But the big question is, right, can you have an urban environment with that much impervious cover and simply go in and do these practices and clean it up? And that's something that is relatively new, trying this on a watershed scale. And what we're talking about here in Swift Run is that we're focusing on one particular neighborhood where we are going to invest a lot of resources and put a lot of green infrastructure throughout that neighborhood and then measure the effect so that we can see with a lot of different practices, a lot of different green infrastructure practices, can we see a measurable impact on the creek. And the models that we have show that we can. In fact, we can reduce and eliminate some of the impairments.
So you've outlined the first steps. What is the time frame for getting this project to full implementation and then having the data available to make a determination one way or the other on its success?
Yes. So what the plan is we're spending this year going into the neighborhood and meeting the residents and finding the residents that are really interested in working with us and with our partners at the City of Ann Arbor and the Washtenaw Water Resources Commission, and getting their interest and excitement, and then making plans for specifically where we're going to develop these practices.
How important is getting buy-in from the neighborhood community to making this work?
It is important because we want it to be well received. We don't want the practices to be something that are foisted upon the residents, and it is somewhat new and innovative. So we don't want to be pushing this on an unreceptive neighborhood. However, a number of the practices are within the city's roadways, within the right of way, and so it's within their jurisdiction to do this, and they are starting to do these kinds of things, the City of Ann Arbor, that is, throughout the city. So it is becoming more of a standard practice for them.
Well, Rick, our time together is running short. If we would like to find out more, where can we get more information on the Swift Run Creek Improvement Project?
Sure. I would recommend that people head over to the Huron River Watershed Council's website at hrwc.org. And if you type in Swift Run into the search box, you'll find some more information on Swift Run. We're currently developing the webpage for this project, so that this is a brand new thing, and we're just getting underway.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and I'm glad we could get a little ahead of the curve here on WEMU.
Great. Thanks, David. Thanks for your interest, and thanks for having me.
That is Rick Lawson, Watershed Planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. Again, for more information, go to hrwc.org and check our website at WEMU to hear this interview again and for links and resources. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and is heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.